Robot or not?
Robot or not?
I'll be back. The Terminator is an envoy from a machine intelligence that's trying to kill all humans, because they do that. Wrapped in organic material. He actually has like skin and can bleed and stuff like that. But inside
a cybernetic organism.
Yeah, but inside it is a shiny metal monster. So robot.
So they call the Terminator the T-800, the Arnie model, right? That's T-800.
I think so.
They call that a cyborg because it has, you know, human flesh growing on it, not the ones that had like rubber skin. You can, you know, easily detect those.
Right.
But never mind, you should just look for someone who looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's a pretty big tip off, guys. But anyway, they call it a cyborg because of the organic matter, but I think this is the reverse of like the speculative Darth Vader situation or the prosthetic situation. Whereas if you were just a regular human and you have a bunch of things that look like replacement limbs attached to you but aren't integrated with your body, then you are just a human who is wearing a bunch of metal parts. It's not true integration. And this, the Terminator, strikes me as a robot wearing a bunch of, the T-800 anyway, as a robot wearing a bunch of fleshy crap, but it's still essentially a robot. So I'm actually going to say the Arnie model is a robot.
I think you're absolutely right. This is a robot dressed up in flesh, dressed up in human clothes, but still a robot.
And like, you know, like women in action movies, by the end of any action movie involving a T-800, he just can't keep his human flesh on. Nope. It's always coming off. It's always, you know, it's just a matter of time.
It's so shiny under there.
It's an impressive looking robot under there. So they just have to, you know, or I guess women at the end of a horror movie, they just have to progressively tear the skin off this robot until the end we can see him in his full glory.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you get that industrial design of that hand, and you gotta show it. But
yeah, and the eyeballs, the skull, and you get so many layers in between, because you know he's just gonna get injured and nicked, and pieces are gonna come off in the most revealing places to show us the parts of the robot that we want to see.
Yeah, but I think a robot now. Skynet is not a robot.
Definitely not. That is an intelligence
computer,
not even
in a
localized
network.
Intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I mean, Skynet's all over the place. Skynet's the type of thing where you think you destroyed it, but it really is just, you know, transferred itself someplace else, and it's everywhere, and it's controlling everything.
Well, in fact, even if Skynet, you could argue like, okay, so in the future when Skynet is controlling and has all these Terminators, if the Terminators like are on the internet, Skynet could really just be using them as ancillaries, right? Using them as remotes for itself. But even if that were true, and it's unclear whether that's true or not, when they send them back in time, they have no control over them at all. So the Terminator, because he gets sent back in time, has to be an independent entity.
Yeah, because Skynet can control in other places too, because like they have factories that pump these things out. And so they're autonomous. Like they don't, I mean, it's more realistic in that like you, how could you have remote control over this many things across so many battlefields? Like the communication problem alone, to reliably communicate with that many things, is very difficult. So it's best to make them autonomous.
Right, and that's why the Terminator is a robot.
Robot or not.